Proclamation number 4369 of 10th of July, 1948. New Earth. Creations. Paradise. The new earth will again be shaped according to God's infinite love and His unsurpassable wisdom. All creations are again bearers of the spiritual, which can now continue its interrupted course of development and also bring it to a speedy end, because matter is of a shorter lifespan, i.e., it is also in constant change. The becoming and passing away changes in a shorter time, and therefore the spiritual can very quickly leave the form and move into the next form. And again, the task of every single work of creation is to serve the preservation of other creations. The people of the new earth will be constantly active in an overwhelming will of love and thus also need all works of creation so that they can fully fulfill their serving task. In addition, matter itself will also have no great resistance, with the exception of the hard matter of the fundamental creation, which, since it contains the God-opposing spiritual within itself, which was condemned to a new banishment, is an almost indestructible mass, which would again need endless time to dissolve, if God in His great mercy did not accelerate the release according to the wise plan for the spiritual to be redeemed. 10th of the 7th, 1948. On the new earth the transformation of the spiritual can go faster because people have already reached a degree of maturity that even the still-bound spiritual in the animal and plant world voluntarily submits to them. It senses people's love and therefore gives up resistance much more easily. It serves them voluntarily even if it is under the law of compulsion and therefore also progresses more quickly upwards. And so matter on the new earth is also more quickly transient, i.e., the coming into being and passing away of ever new creations is in rapid succession, but therefore all creations are also particularly attractive to look at, and they delight people in their versatility and eye-pleasing forms. Anyone who still inhabited the old earth, thus belongs to the raptured on the Day of Judgment, cannot marvel enough at the variety and glories of the new earth, and it is a true paradise for him because only good forces are at work and any influence by forces turned away from God is impossible. These people will best be able to measure and appreciate the wonders of God, for they still remember the old earth with all its good and bad. The following generations will only hear about the old earth and, the further time advances, the more self-evidently they will look at the creations of the new earth, and thus the love for God will then also wane, although a long time will pass where the new earth can still be called a paradise, where love dwells amongst people and God Himself dwells amongst His own. To experience this time is truly worth even the most difficult earthly life. For God Himself has set a limit for people, He will keep His tribe turned towards Himself and faithfully guide it through suffering and adversity until the end of this earth. And He will shorten the time so that His own will become blissfully happy. But everything will be forgotten by the inhabitants of the new earth, for beatitude will outweigh the time of tribulation or thousandfold. And therefore the admonition must be called out to people again and again, hold out and remain faithful to God. He will reward you eternally. And His love will give you strength if you need it. Amen.